Chapter 6. The Accident. Besides visiting Mr. Pendleton, Pollyanna still had time to go by and see Mrs. Snow. Once she asked Pollyanna to go to Dr. Chilton's office and get some prescribed medicine. The girl obediently did as she was asked, and she did it even more willingly as she liked Dr. Chilton very much. "Is this your home, doctor?" she asked him, entering the office. "Oh, yes. It's more an office than a home, really, I suppose." "You need a woman's heart or child's presence to make it a home, too?" Dr. Chilton looked puzzled. "Why do you think so?" "Oh, Mr. Pendleton told me so. And you know, it wasn't about Aunt Polly. They weren't lovers. It was my mother he loved. But why don't you get a woman's heart for yourself?" "Oh, it is not that easy to find, my child." "But you don't mean that you've never tried?" Pollyanna was curious.
"Never mind, my dear, never mind. Don't worry about others," he answered her, looking as if his thoughts were somewhere else that moment. Soon after that, the accident happened. Pollyanna was coming back from school, and while crossing the road, a motor car approached and hit her. Nobody could say what had really happened and who was to blame for it, but it came as a shock to everyone. Miss Harrington's doctor was at the house as quickly as possible. Soon there was a nurse as well to take care of the little patient. "Is she badly hurt?" old Tom asked Nancy.
"They can't tell yet," Nancy said, almost crying. "She's unconscious. Miss Polly spends all day and night with her and listens to her heartbeat. She doesn't treat her as a duty anymore."
"Where was she hurt?"
"They know nothing yet. They say she might be hurt internally."
Pollyanna became conscious the next day.
"What's the matter, Aunt Polly?" she asked immediately. "Why can't I get up? Am I sick?"
"Don't worry, my dear. You were hit yesterday by an automobile. You have to stay in bed for a couple more days. Just rest now." Aunt Polly couldn't say more, as her throat was tight and she could hardly speak.
"Oh, yes, I was running. I remember now. But I feel weird now, as if I couldn't move my legs, as if I couldn't feel them at all."
Aunt Polly's face became as white as paper, but the nurse came to her rescue.
"Maybe I should talk to you now. I'm Miss Hunt, and I'm your nurse for the time being to help your aunt take care of you. I need you to take these pills for me."
"But I don't need to be taken care of. I have to go to school tomorrow," Pollyanna protested.
"Don't worry. The doctor will examine you, and he will tell you when you will be able to go back to school. You need to be obedient now and take these pills, will you?"
Pollyanna followed the nurse's orders and soon fell asleep. She was unable to go to school for the next couple of days, and the days soon became weeks.
"I'm glad I was hurt, but I'm not sick," she kept repeating to her aunt and everyone else.
"Glad?"
"Yes, if I were sick, it would force me to stay in bed like Mrs. Snow, but I have broken legs, and they will heal."
Miss Polly stood up after hearing these words and left the room. Downstairs, she saw John Pendleton waiting to ask how Pollyanna was feeling. At the same time, Nancy told old Tom about Pendleton visiting their house.
"He came here personally. I used to think they were lovers, he and Miss Polly. I know now it was never true, but I know they do not like each other. Yet he came to ask about our little girl."
"I came to ask about Pollyanna," John Pendleton said.
"She's the same so far," Polly Harrington answered with a quick look of pain crossing her face.
"And how is that? Can't you tell me anything?"
"I wish I could tell you."
"So you don't know? What do the doctors say?"
"Dr. Warren has arranged a meeting with a specialist from New York. We're waiting for him."
"But what is her condition right now?"
"There were only small injuries, a cut on the head, a couple of bruises, but there is also an internal injury of the spine. She seems to be paralyzed from the hips down."
"What does she say about this?" he asked after a moment. "How is she handling this?"
"She doesn't know. She thinks her legs are broken. She said she is glad of having broken legs instead of being a lifelong invalid like Mrs. Snow." Miss Harrington shook as she told him this.
"I wonder if you know how fond of Pollyanna I am. I wanted to convince her to live with me, but she wouldn't leave you. She said you were so good to her."
He couldn't look her straight in the eye.
"Thank you, Mr. Pendleton. I'll let Pollyanna know you were here, asking about her, and when I get any more information, I will let you know."
Days passed. Miss Polly came into Pollyanna's room and told her that they want her to be seen by another doctor.
"Dr. Chilton, how wonderful," she replied joyously.
"Oh, no, dear, I don't mean Dr. Chilton."
Oh, but he cured the broken leg of Mr. Pendleton. Why can't he examine me? Aunt Polly, if you don't mind, I would like to have Dr. Chilton.
But I do mind, my child. It will be a specialist from New York who will come to see you. Miss Harrington was very strict about this.
But Aunt Polly, if you love Dr. Chilton...
What?
If you're sick, Pollyanna explained, and you love your doctor, it will help the healing, and I love Dr. Chilton.
I'm very sorry, but everything has already been arranged, and the doctor is coming tomorrow. Unfortunately, the arranged meeting had to be postponed due to a last-minute telegram from New York. Even though Pollyanna tried once again to convince her aunt to invite Dr. Chilton, she didn't succeed. The appointment was rescheduled, and the medical examination went smoothly, but then something terrible happened. It must have been the cat that left the door to Pollyanna's room open, but due to this, Pollyanna overheard the conversation between the New York specialist and her aunt. She could also hear her aunt screaming,
"Not that! Doctor, not that! You don't mean the child will never walk again?"
The minute they heard the girl crying for Aunt Polly to come see her, they realized she must have heard them, and Miss Polly fainted. The nurse ran quickly to the patient's room.
"I want Aunt Polly," the girl cried, pale and shaking.
"She can't be here right now. Can I help you?" the nurse asked.
"No, I heard something, and I need her to tell me it isn't true. Miss Hunt, you heard her. Is it true? Is it true?"
The poor girl's eyes were wide open with terror.
"All doctors make mistakes sometimes. Just don't think about it anymore," the nurse said, trying to calm Pollyanna down.
"I can't. How will I go to school? How will I visit people in town? Mrs. Snow, Mr. Pendleton, how will I ever be glad for anything?"
Pollyanna cried. She was given some more pills and soon fell asleep. After this, Miss Harrington sent Nancy to Mr. Pendleton to tell him what the doctor said. "She doesn't know yet, right?" Mr. Pendleton asked, shocked by the news. Nancy couldn't stop crying.
"That's the problem, sir. She does."
"Poor little girl.
She can't think of anything to help her play the glad game. Do you know about that?" Nancy asked.
"The glad game? Yes, I do know what this is."
"Can I do something to remind her about the things she should be glad about? Maybe I could tell her you were going to see and talk to Jimmy Bean."
"But I'm not going to do so. Why?"
Pendleton seemed surprised.
"Oh, I suppose I wanted to make her feel glad about this at least. She wanted so much to find him a home."